Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Shakira, Shakira, upset with her ex. Here's a clue. It involves a 23-year-old woman.
Plus, we chat with Star Jones about her new role as judge on Divorce Court.
Welcome to Dish Nation. Yay!
Welcome.
So, Brad, what are we dishing about?
Dennis Rodman to the rescue, y'all. Word is he may be headed to Russia to help free Brittany Griner.
Really?
Oh,
no!
My goodness.
No.
Yeah, y'all, he told reporters,
I got permission to go to Russia to help that girl. I'm trying to go this week.
Of course, the Biden administration seems to beg to differ. They said he is more likely to hurt than help. Well, maybe the Biden administration had a talk with him because now it's being reported that he's holding off on going for now. But what do you guys feel? Do you think he could get the job done if he went?
If he gets Britney out, I'm voting for that man for president in 2024.
Yeah.
Straight up, y'all.
Rodman for president?
Rodman for president, y'all.
Why didn't Kim Kardashian go? She was getting everybody else out at one point.
Yeah. That was domestically. For whatever reason, Dennis Rodman does have, like, overseas juice. I remember there was a situation going on with North Korea, and he got with Kim Jong-un and got that thing straight.
Yeah, they're like homies now.
Kim Jong-un. Xbox together.
Yeah, but in Russia and North Korea, different continents or something?
They're countries.
Yeah, they are. Russians are, they're both dictatorships, the countries.
At first I said no,
but you're right, Brad. Like Dennis Rodman has a way of making friends with dictators.
He really does.
And they like him for some reason, so.
You can never count out the worm. You know
the
what
word
I'm saying?
Dictators.
The man showed up at his wedding
got
in a dress.
Got Gary aroused over here. Dictators. Can we use something else?
Presidents.
But with him being the worm, that even made it better. So, golly.
Well, Shakira's hips don't lie, and neither does her anger with her ex, Gerard Piqué.
Hey.
The couple split in June, but apparently they agreed to keep any new relationships they have out of the public for a year for their kids' sake, which is nice.
Okay.
But it seems like her ex forgot the rule because he was recently spotted hugged up with a young tenderoni, a 23-year-old woman who works for him.
Works for him.
Of course.
Right there, you know what I'm saying? Sherry, let's say this dude is like a Trevor Noah clone. Mm. He's feeling you. He's at a bar. You get to talking to him, and he's like, Sherry, I'm 27, but I'm into it.
Oh, no. I say I'm going to introduce you to my niece. That's too young. That's a baby. You got to look that boy's mama in the face.
That's right.
And she going to look at you and say, we were in English class together.
Oh, right, what if his mama's dead,
no,
Sherry?
No, sir.
Well, Sherry, what if his mama's dead? There you go, girl.
Damn.
You in there.
Damn, you done
killed
his mama.
Now, you got aunties chewing. You got Diaz, like you always say. You got them aunties around. Women don't like that.
But you should go at least one round. I think you should go one round and just say, okay, now I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to introduce you to my niece. So that's how I
would want to test drive your head
before you drop them off.
Earlier, Gary was all about marriage first, but now he's all about one round
one
and done.
One round.
Oh, my God.
This dude is a living mood ring. Okay. Just give it time. Yeah. It'll change. Social media is in an uproar. Now, a video is going viral of a black little league player with cotton stuffed in his hair by his white teammates during a game.
Wow.
According to league officials, it could have been perceived as insensitive, but there was no ill intent by the players, and they've spoken to the child's parents and coaches to confirm this. They also said other players got the same treatment, but the cameras just happened to catch the black boy being targeted at the time. But what do y'all think about this? I think it's nonsense. They would have never, ever, ever allowed this if it was just a white kid.
I highly doubt the parents knew about this or knew that this was going to happen,
y'all. They were in, like, the dugout
the mother
or something.
Knew. Yeah. The mother knew.
The mother
gave
knew?
Her okay.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, the mother, they said the mother gave her okay because they probably told her everybody else was doing it. But I'm like, did you even know your history, mama?
Right.
Why, you know, your little boy don't even look happy.
In Iowa, and I don't know, I haven't really met too many black people from Iowa. Maybe they haven't got the memo.
Try to wrap my baby up in a corn husk like a tamale. You go get this 1-2 punch right here, baby.
Yes,
all right? That is not happening.
My God.
Not happening. Hell no. No. Nope.
And we don't play.
Okay, you guys. Let's get into another Okay, as if there weren't enough human artists out there, y'all, Capitol Records has just signed their first artificial intelligence control rapper by the name of Effin Mecca. Yes, it's over for us, y'all. The digital trap artist has over 10 million followers on social media and a single out with Gunna and Kliss called Florida Water. Wow! So Effin Mecca's creator and founder of virtual record label Factory New and said, as of now, a human voice performs the vocals, but we are working towards the ability to have a computer come up and perform his own words. Wow. And even collaborate with other computers as co-writers.
Wow,
y'all. You guys, has it gone too far? Are robots going to take over? Are we done for?
This is a little scary.
I think so. I know people would pay to see a digital rapper when I was at Coachella and I saw the Tupac hologram. I saw that and the reaction of the crowd, I was like, yo, that's where we're headed.
But it's somewhat based in reality, though. Like, we had Tupac songs. He was here. He was a person. Like, this person, you're making it all up as you go. I can't wait till he gets killed by his rival, Little Virus.
Or he catches a computer virus. Yeah. You know who I feel bad for, y'all? I really feel bad for Milli Vanilli.
Yes, girl, you know it's true.
They were ahead of their time.
Feel bad for one of them.
They were ahead of the game.
It's weird because I have a lot of negative feelings about Effin Mecca, but if Optimus Prime had bars, I'd probably be down with it.
Yeah.
Don't you lose a little bit of the artistic, like, but Brett, like, if they gave you a big check, would you do a duet with Effin Mecca?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Moving on to humans again. Remember yesterday, Gary spilled the tea on Ben Affleck's brother Casey skipping the Bennifer 2.0 nuptials.
Yes, we
found out exactly what he was doing instead. He was busy satisfying his sweet tooth with his girlfriend Kaylee Cowan.
Yep, he sure was.
The couple were spotted at LA ice cream shop grabbing a scoop, and when the Paps asked him why he wasn't attending the celebration, he said he had other things to do, baby.
Yes, he did.
Yo, if I was seeing Kaylee, I would always have other things to do.
I would be getting ice cream every day.
Two scoops, yes, please.
It's your brother's wedding. What I got next to me, Brian? Going.
Yeah. He went to the last one.
Also, according to reports, those other things were taking his son to soccer practice. Daddy duty always takes a priority.
Okay.
But he did post a throwback pic with a sweet caption welcoming J-Lo to the dysfunctional Affleck family.
Nice.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
Gary, would you invite someone and call your family dysfunctional? Like, how would you do that?
Yeah, I mean, because we are. I'll never forget when Oprah said we all come from dysfunctional families. So, I mean, you could call my family dysfunctional because we are all dysfunctional.
And he's talking about his own family, so that's okay. He knows there's dysfunction.
And you know what's such a trip? It's such a trip because also J-Lo's best friend, Leah Remini, didn't come because she wanted to spend time with her daughter, Sophia, before she left college. When you get married more than two times, it's not as much of a priority for people to fly all across the country to be there because they were there with you for your first and second time. So they're just like, you know what? Be happy. It's not that big of a deal.
Sherry, if you were to get married for a third time, would you have a big ceremony or would it be kind of intimate?
No, I want a big ceremony. I like weddings.
Another big wedding?
Yes, girl.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Coming up, Sylvester Stallone took having a dog as your best friend to another level. We'll dish after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. All right, it looks like things are getting rocky for Sylvester Stallone and his wife, Jennifer Flavin. Oh, no.
Yeah.
So Jennifer recently dropped a pic on IG with the couple's three daughters, and Jennifer said, "These girls are my priority. Nothing else matters. The four of us forever.
Oh, hey, Sherry, so, but that's, okay. Man, that is not all, you guys.
Not even dad, huh? No dad shout out?
Yeah, no dad shout out there, Julia. That's not all. No. Sly just got his tattoo of Jennifer's face covered up with a dog.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, it's his late dog, Butkus, who was featured in Rocky. Wow. We're talking about a nice, beautiful bully. Whoa. But according to his publicist, according to Sly's publicist, everything is fine. She says Sly was only trying to freshen up the tattoo of Jennifer, oh. But it got yeah, so jacked right. up that he had it covered to be with the dog's face.
Right.
He's like 76. Man. She's in her early 50s.
Yeah,
is this a little Rocky? Are you guys buying this story? Or?
Yo, I hope he didn't drop the location of who the tattoo artist was, because that is not a glowing endorsement. Like, yo, you ruined everything and now I had to replace it with a dog.
Right. I don't know if I believe this.
And that's not a good look. How dare he have Jennifer's face covered up with a bitch? I don't like that at all.
No. When you cover up your lady's face tattoo with a dog, that is the biggest you on the planet, bro.
Okay, so hold up. I feel like we got to bring this up to the top here on this whole story. When they first met, he was 42 and she was 19. That's a considerable age difference. He's in his mid-70s. She's in her mid-50s. She's probably feeling that second gear or that third gear of life, and he might not be feeling it. I feel like there is friction in this household.
You ever got to take that Viagra?
No. There's nothing wrong with him getting his Rambone on.
Jesus.
Get it, Chewy? I got it, bro.
It's not just Sly's wife that has him in a doghouse. The Las Virgenes Municipal Water District ain't too happy with him either. Wow. The Calabasas Water Police named Stallone, along with Kim and Kourtney Kardashian, Kevin Hart and Dwayne Wade, as celebs who use too much water.
Oh, what? My God.
Yep, according to the LA Times, these stars have gone way over their monthly water budget at least 4 times since the end of last year.
We need to eat the rich, you guys. Yeah. They need to go to hell, all of them.
You know what? This is crazy. No, hell no. I disagree with this, because when we were coming up, you couldn't use so much water. You couldn't use all the hot water. You had to save some for somebody else.
That's
but now
right.
that we got money and we've worked hard and we live good, we don't want to have to worry about no damn water.
But Brett, the earth is dying.
Whatever. And my clothes need washing. My swimming pool need water. I got to drink water. My dogs need a bath. I need to take a bath. I need my water.
So what you're saying, Brad, is you won't be marching in any water things, right? With no signs.
Water conservation is not on Brad's list. All
right? We shouldn't have to be on a water budget.
All right. Because up next, honey, we're talking to Star Jones about her new gig as the judge on Divorce Court. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Well, our next guest is an attorney, journalist, a television personality, and more that has helped us see the view on a lot of topics over the years. And now she's been appointed to be the judge of the longest running court show, Divorce Court. Give it up for the Honorable Star Jones.
That does not get old, I'm not going to lie.
Hey, girl, or should I say, hey, Judge Jones?
How about just, hey, sis?
There we go. Hey, sis. I don't get to call a judge sis too often. Hey, sis. And this is the 24th season of Divorce Court. You are at the helm now, Star. What can we expect?
Woo, Lord have mercy. And you know what? Let's give it up to the three ladies that came before me, Judge Maybelline and Judge Lynn and Judge Faith. I understand that I'm following in their footsteps, and I appreciate so much the example that they've set for me. This is really the dream of a lifetime. You know, before I was the legal correspondent over at NBC and doing all the little interviews and covering all the trials, I actually spent 6 years in a Brooklyn courtroom. I'm a real prosecutor. Okay. I was a homicide prosecutor.
Wow.
Okay. And I served as a voice for the voiceless. And I realized when given this opportunity, I get to do it all over again. So tremendously honored. Love That's you. Exactly wow. how wow. I feel.
That's amazing.
Well, you know what, Judge? I know some of these guests can get a little testy. Now I want to know, was there a couple of people that made you want to jump over the bench?
There were a couple of people that I actually got out of my seat. You will be very proud of me, because I called folk on their stuff.
Oh, wow.
There were a couple of funny ones. I had this one brother. He was hilarious. He knew he was cheating on his girl. And he went on a trip, and she found out that he was trying to hook up with another girl there. Oh. So she brought in a plane ticket that she said was proof that he was taking someone with him. Mm-hmm. He gonna tell us that that ticket wasn't his. Damn. But then I asked some more probing of questions. I said, do you know somebody by that name? Okay. And the dude had to admit it. He straight up said, you good. Damn. You good, star. I don't even know how you came up with it. So I busted him.
I told you, Judge, not to be putting my business out there, and I was going to wait until the episode aired. But damn.
You should not have left that ticket. Man. Yes, the brat. So, yeah, I check you, and I catch you in your mess. Okay.
So, star, so what are some of the red flags that people should look out for so they don't end up in divorce court?
They always let you pick up the check. They got short arms, like, you know, little Tyrannosaurus Rex. Got these little arms everywhere. That usually is a sign that somebody is a user.
Now, we know that Kanye West recently fired his fifth divorce lawyer. Should him and Kim just come on divorce court and let you settle it there? What advice would you give him?
You don't ever cast aspersions against the parent of your child, okay? No matter what is going on, your kids need to stay out of it. They are products of the marriage, not factors in the marriage. Ooh. And that is very, very important. Remember that. Leave that out.
Oh, man, star, we love you so much. Can you tell the fans where to catch Divorce Court?
Well, you need to just check your local listings. If you go into divorcecard.com and it'll say where to watch, so you will find out exactly where we are at any time. We're on every day. You're going to be sick of seeing me. It's going to be a whole mixture of the
judge, the auntie
star, and Judicial Barbie all wrapped up in one.
Star, we love you so much, and we are so excited to be watching your show. And thank you for dishing with us, Star.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Everybody else, stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back,
hey,
y'all.
Hey, what's up?
So Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown premiered their new movie, Honk for Jesus, Save Your Soul, this week. And ironically, things got a little friggy diggy. Sterling revealed that while shooting a scene in the pool, Regina's toes were looking pretty tasty. So get this, y'all. He popped one right in his mouth. And of course, our girl Regina was down. She says, it's a compliment. My toes must have looked clean. All right, end quote. HK, can you blame Sterling for sucking on Regina's toes, my friend?
I can't believe he stopped at the toes.
HK.
I kept going.
That dude is
every part that dangles is getting some work over there. You know what I'm saying? And much needed attention.
So, Sherry, what would you do if someone put their started sucking on your feet and toes in the pool in bed? What would you do, Sherry?
Oh, I'd give them a segment on the Sherry Show premiering September 12th. That's what I'd do.
There it is.
That's
Sherry
the truth.
Be like, you get a car. You get a car. You get a car.
If he put my toes in his mouth, he going to get an award. If he put his little hard-working feet.
Are you describing your feet like Fear Factor? Like how bad is it?
The roof of his mouth is going to be raw like you eating a bowl of Captain Crunch.
Does it make me... Am I a prude if I'm not
into... Are you
not
a toe sucker, bro?
I haven't sucked a toe, guys. I'm going to be honest.
What? You had a pretty toe in front of you. I'm a toe sucker. I'm a feet kisser.
Really? Yeah. Oh, you better start sucking some things, man.
You got to suck some toes, baby.
Tanner. When you got the 10 toes in front of you, like, what do you do?
All 10? Like, all 10? You just like go like a harmonica? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, Tanner, you gotta learn a few freaky things if you wanna ever get a date, huh?
No, honey.
Don't call a missionary Tanner.
Yeah. Oh, you just lay there.
Absolutely not.
We need to make him 10 toes, Tanner, by the time it's all said and done.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.